I'm as mad as hell, and I'm not gonna take this anymore!
Oh my god, seriously!
What? Come on!
Son of a bitch!
What's up, Ragtimers?
Heya!
Welcome to the fall edition of Ragtime. As always, Heather and Nicole coming at you. Denise is in the wilderness. I think she's pretty much off the grid.
She's rustling through crisp fall leaves.
Good for her. Wish we were.
Like a little lesbian squirrel.
I know. Just foraging.
Yeah. You gotta get all your nuts for the... Well, I'm not
no,
as amazing as nuts.
No, berries.
You gotta get all your berries for the winter.
Those nice moist berries.
Moist berries.
Moist... warm
for the snow.
That's right.
Lesbian snowed in.
Hunkered down in that pouch.
We're marsupials. Lesbians are marsupials.
Sometimes I wish I was a marsupial.
It's probably all sticky in there and shit.
And I would like
it's
to
like
maybe
an open womb.
To live anywhere but the United States.
Yeah, pretty much. I suppose island hunting the other day, just to make myself feel better.
Oh, right. And how much were they going for? Because we said that we were going to move to Canada.
Yeah, they were like $650 million for like a shitty one.
Oh, yeah. Are we starting to GoFundMe for that?
I found one called Little Ragged Island. I'm like, man, good enough.
Yeah, how big is it?
It looks like literally like a sandbar. You probably have a good month before it's underwater from global warming.
Oh yeah, of course. Like with all the many typhoons that take place.
Yeah, this like, shit is not great. It looks like somebody made it out of sand. Yeah, it doesn't look like you want to build a structure of any kind on it.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, and that's the cheap end.
That's the $650 million one?
Yeah. The sandbar.
God. So, the fact that... Here's my first one. The fact that we can't afford an island to yeah. evacuate the United States.
Canada probably doesn't want us.
No, probably not. Like, we have enough of you people. We understand. You're seeking asylum from Trump. We get it. Because that's basically all I would do is just go to the consulate and just be like, I'm seeking asylum from Trump. Be yeah. like, see that line? And watch it like wraps around the building 500 times. It's just like that all those people.
It's like yeah. that Halloween meme I sent you where, as we both stated before, we're terrified of clowns, and but we still watched It. Yeah. It was an It meme, or the old It.
And it was like, the Tim Curry It.
Yeah, he's down the sewer, and the meme, it just says, Trump isn't president down here. And then it's like me, and it's like climbing into the sewer. Just like in it, like, fine.
I would. That's the only reason why I would follow that dumb clown.
We'll all float down here.
Oh, and I would also like to point out, I am not drunk this time.
Good job.
Thank you.
I'm not inebriated or high.
What?
I know.
What happened? You all right?
Wait. Straight edge now.
You feel a little warm. You getting the flu?
I'm getting low on my stash.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
No.
Okay, so here's something that I'm really going to fire you up. You ready?
Okay.
Why is that Colorado baker... He was anti-gay, the only fucking baker in Colorado, because he refused to do a trans
cake. Why are people going to him?
I don't understand. I don't understand, especially in our community.
Yeah.
Why would you go there after what the Supreme Court did?
Yeah. So basically we decided the focus of this episode is people that we decide don't need to be talked about anymore. We're giving them one last hurrah, and they need to just like go off a cliff like a lemming.
Yes, please.
And this fucker's one of them.
Yes.
But you know what? At this point, what the fuck's wrong with you?
Right.
Like, I understand the point of, like, standing up for other people and, like, filing a lawsuit when it's the first time. But I would not want him to even make my cake, even if I won. You know, like, you just want the damages. I wouldn't want him to, like, be involved in my special day anymore.
No!
He's a hate-filled
person. He's an LGBTQ hater.
Like, you have to know who this fucking guy is. His face is all over the news.
Yes!
It's, like, at this point... If you're trans or gay or whatever, and you're going to a shop, you're just trying to stoke something. Like, why are you going there?
Exactly. And I think this person was wanted a like a trans reveal type of cake, like party.
Oh, it wasn't even a wedding. It was a trans reveal. Are you serious?
Yeah, and it's just like you think he's not gonna do a gay wedding cake. Do you really think he's
what the
you
fuck's
know
a trans reveal?
So it was like something for a trans party. It was like a transgender party type of thing,
like a coming out. Like,
yeah, something like that.
Obviously, the
yeah.
real reveal would be the opposite.
Right, but I guess like whatever.
You're like, I'm a dude and I'm staying a dude. They're like, that's not trans.
Right, but I mean, like, it was a transgender, I guess, coming out party, like, okay. Reveal party or whatever.
I didn't know you got one of those. I want a party.
Well, are you going to go through the procedure?
Not trans, but I want, like, a gay one.
Let's do it.
All right.
I say we do it.
We're a little behind the times.
Should we contact this guy and see if he'll mail us a cake?
Yeah. Maybe we should all have one where we make, like, a big titty cake and we can go someplace and celebrate our gayness.
You know what? That sounds awesome. Yeah. I think we should.
We could announce to the restaurant that we're gay and everyone will be like, yeah, so what? I'm just trying to eat.
And then here come our titty cakes.
They're like, you're just coming out now? No, I came out like 2 decades ago.
Right, exactly. All right, well,
we just thought of this idea now.
Yeah, we just decided to throw ourselves a party.
We heard about a trip.
Don't ruin my day. And if you don't like it, get out. We can go to Town and Country if you want to. I think they'll do it. No one's there.
This place in our town is like where you go to fucking die. I think the only the only way you can eat there is if you just cash your Social Security check.
Yes.
Do you see now at this on the outside? The sign's all busted, so it just says it's an errant.
No, they fixed it. Oh. But on the one side it just says Resta. And on the other side, errant. So, depending on how you're driving on the road, you can see Town and Country Resta. And if you're going, it's like Town and Country errant.
I was like, I'd love to go eat at that errant over there.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
I'm like, this is ridiculous.
Yeah, there's no one ever in that lot.
Never.
Except in the middle of the day, there's some cars because it's, once again, people who are geriatric.
That's understandable.
I kind of want to go in just see what it looks like.
I bet you, like, the carpet is probably sticky. I bet it's sticky.
I can imagine the food is probably, like, on those oval diner plates.
Yes!
And everything looks like...
And it's with the ones with the lines.
Like, nothing like seasoned. It's just, like, grilled chicken and, like, mashed potatoes with nothing in it.
And a side of applesauce.
Yeah, there's like no seasoning. No. It's just white people food.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Yeah, it's just like old white people food they'd serve at an old people home.
So you're all welcome if you can find the Town and Country Rest.
Okay, so we're getting a titty cake we're going to celebrate our coming out.
Yay! This is very exciting. Fuck you, Colorado baker guy.
Find nothing gluten-free there for Sarah.
No.
They're for like, us. Gluten.
What?
Get out of here. We can handle your homosexuality, but your gluten intolerance is not welcome here.
Celiac's not welcome.
That's a true fag. Now get out. I don't know why they're Southern. I just picture anyone that owns something called Town and Country to be Southern. I decided to go up north with the Yankees and open up Town and Country. We're not doing too well, so we can't afford money to fix the light bulbs on our sign. So now we're just going with the fact that we're errants.
We now definitely have to go in there and record this.
They have, like business cards, and they just cross out Resta. Yeah. So just it's errants. All the menus, errants. This was cheaper.
They just put black tape over Resta.
It's like electrical tape. Yeah. This was cheaper than fixing the sign.
This is cheaper than getting the Sharpies and squiggling it out. And it'll still show through. Oh my God, I'm crying. I can't. Oh, that's hilarious. What do you got? Something has had to have pissed you off.
Yeah, everything in the world.
Let's narrow it down a bit. Let's focus. White supremacy? Check. But that's all right.
Oh. Fuck what they're called. Incels.
Oh, my God. Can I just tell
you? Enough of that.
SVU did an episode with them.
I gotta start watching that again.
Holy fucking shit. It scared the shit out of me.
Yeah?
And I swear to God, I am paralyzed with fear for your daughter, for my niece, for all of the daughters of all of our other friends. Oh, my God. There's a group of men that are, like, coming of age that really believe that... they can just take what they want from a woman because...
that we're denying them a privilege of sex.
Yes!
Yeah.
Yes!
It's like, it's not a privilege, dude.
I'm getting chills. Yeah. It freaked me
It's like, we're a person. And you're gross.
Yes! Like, the one kid, like, they started, like, you know, raping each other's, like, I guess, like, in a way, like, conquest that they wanted. And it was really creepy. But the one went too far and ended up, like, killing the fiancé of the girl that he was really into.
Okay.
And she's just like, I don't know you. He's like, we went to high school together. And I asked you to go to prom. I left you a voicemail. And you said no. Like, he's, like, 26 now. Yeah. So it's, like, 10 years he's holding on to this
grudge. Yeah, and they just go on, like, their, like, chat boards and, like, say horrible fucking thing about women and, like, just get all fevered up.
Yeah, but they said, you know, that, like, the Declaration of Independence or the Bill of Rights says that it's, like, the pursuit you know, of, you know, men's pursuit of happiness or whatever, like, the line is. And it's just like, he's like, men's pursuit of happiness, yeah. which means taking what they want from women.
Like, what I'm the like, fuck?
Oh, I mean, I can't, you know, when they, you know, when SVU is like it's ripped like, from the headlines.
Maybe you aren't having sex with you because you have a shitty personality.
When someone talks to you at Whole Foods because you work there, that does not mean she wants to get on your knees and suck your dick.
I know.
That's not what that means.
I find it amazing that, like, any service industry that when people are overly nice, that people take it to the fact that they're going to have sex with them. It's right. like they just want a tip. Or the stripper just wants more money. It's like they don't like you.
Yeah, exactly. You're a dime a dozen
like,
to them.
That's why we should just get rid of tipping. Because, like, the women are forced to put up
yeah, exactly.
abuse. Because if they don't, then they're not going to get the money they need.
Right. Well, you showed that one video, like, a while ago.
Of, oh,
like,
or that lady.
Hooters waitress?
Yeah, the lady was, like, it was, like, a Hooteress type restaurant because she had, like, really, like, Daisy Dukes on. And this dude, like, totally grew up her butt, like, hardcore.
And she turned around and, like, body slammed him. It was amazing.
Him.
It was great.
It was security footage. I was like, oh, my God, I hope that lady's not fired because she deserves a medal.
Exactly. And a raise.
Yeah.
Because that's ridiculous. But,
yeah, because there was, like, a place I used to go to all the time, by where I used to work, and the bartender was really a nice lady, and eventually one day she wasn't there, and they told me that, like, she went off on somebody, and they fired her. It's like, well, she probably has been putting up with this asshole coming in. She was, like, very attractive, coming in and every day.
Right.
Probably saying just disgusting, lewd shit, and knowing he'd get away with it because she wants her tip.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
So what made you, what brought this to your attention? Like, I mean, besides it being, you know, vulgar and foul. And,
oh, what, incels?
Yeah. Like,
I just read a bunch about them and, like, you know, there was a couple of, like, killing sprees. Like, that guy in Vancouver was an incel, and there was another dude.
You know, the guy in California, I think he's the one, like, started. Yeah. Wasn't there something like that?
Yeah. And I'm just like, you know, enough of you. Just go, just jump off a cliff.
Exactly. Goodbye.
We don't need you in society. Like, I'm starting to think more and more the Purge is a good idea.
No, I agree. But we'd have to target the right people. Like, all the incels. So you have to, like, infiltrate, you know, their community.
Like
where do you live?
Should, yeah, great. You should take, like, some sort of, like, quiz, like, you know, at school where you used to fill in the black dots of, like, what do you find acceptable? And
right.
And these things, you know. You go to another island. Goodbye.
You're going to go to Raggedy Island. Here comes Raggedy Island. Here comes a typhoon.
$650 million yeah. for you to live there with your ignorant ass.
Oh, my God. I can't. No, I agree. And normally, I don't get freaked out by SVU. Because it's just like, it just makes me more aware of, like, all the shittiness that's happening in this world.
But that's creepy.
But that one really,
that's really,
like,
creepy,
it
yeah.
really creeped me out. Because I know that I pretty much am, like, I'm over the hill with incels wanting to fuck me.
It doesn't matter. Old ladies get raped.
No, I know, because they're vulnerable. Yeah. I'm not at the vulnerable. I'm past my prime to young men, but I'm not vulnerable
yet. But you're like a Polly Pocket. They could just pick you up.
I mean, they could. And then I'd be sold in sex traffic. I don't think I would be part of an incel. I would
be the worst sex traffic person. They just have to kill you.
Pretty much, I would go out swinging. Yeah. No doubt. Be like, there's, you know, no, blow me out because I'm dead.
Yeah, I'd rather just die.
You're going to put a grenade in my vagina? Great. I want it, please. And I'm going to hold on to you, and you're coming with me.
I know it's your term, but this just pops in my head. Proud Boys. Enough.
Oh, God. No, that's fine. Go right ahead.
Gavin McGinnis.
I don't understand.
I'm so upset that he has anything to do with Vice because I love
you.
Vice so much.
Thank you. How is that even how is it that he was co-founder of Vice and he is a whack job white supremacist? I don't get it.
I think maybe they started it when they were younger, and he evolved into this. Like, it got more and more into this.
How?
Like, he was always offensive, but I think it's gotten to the point. Like, he's literally asking for violence to be had upon people that don't share their views.
So,
like, we just did about the Purge. Except we're joking. Totes.
Not really.
No.
So, reading what happened with the Proud Boys sent me to, I know, like, everyone keeps saying, like, Antifa's bad. I'm like, what the hell exactly is Antifa?
Well,
so then I looked it up.
Anti-fascist.
I don't agree with them, like, defacing property and stuff like that, but here's the thing. They're fighting Nazis.
Yeah.
I can't be against any organization that fights Nazis.
Yeah,
end of story.
I can't be against anything that's anti-fascist. Like, I understand And once again, it's not the whole of the group. There may be outliers that have done fucked up shit. But sometimes violence has, like, some white supremacists, that's the only way that you're getting through them. Unfortunately, it's horrible to say.
Exactly.
But, like, I'm fine with if you want to punch a Nazi.
Yeah.
The clip of Richard Spencer, I could watch it on a fucking loop.
Yeah, pretty much.
Just loop.
Get yourself a big old jug of popcorn.
Well, the thing that's weird that I noticed with the Proud Boys is they don't all look like they're white. Like, I saw black guys and Hispanic guys with them. Why?
I don't know. Maybe they're like, are they part of like an incels? Like, yeah, you know, like men need to be in charge. I feel like the Proud Boys is more like men need to be in charge. Yeah. It doesn't necessarily need to be white men, but it's.
But they have white supremacist ideals.
Right. Yeah. But it's like men in general should be in charge.
Okay.
And like, you know, down with feminism.
Women, I just find it odd when I see like a group of like obvious white supremacist looking people and then like two Hispanic guys with them. I'm like, what are they?
Right.
Yeah, it's like if their master plan is for whatever it is, you know, a white community, once they get rid of everyone else, who do you think they're coming after next? You two.
Right.
Like, why are you, like, hooking up with these guys?
You think, you're going to get a pass?
It's like, nope. I watched a whole piece about a guy who was black and defended the flag.
The Confederate flag?
The Confederate flag.
Was it Kanye West?
it was just the guy who was like, no, it's about Southern heritage. It's like, no, it's fucking not. And he, like, hung out with all these people that were, like, totes about it.
Right. But, I mean, if you really think about it, yeah, people have that argument that the Confederate flag stood for something else.
States' rights.
Right.
That's what they said the Civil War's about.
That's their argument.
Yeah,
but
it's not.
It's kind of like the word gay meant happy back in the 50s and 60s.
Yeah.
And now it's completely turned into something else. No one says,
but
like,
but it never meant that. It was states' rights about keeping slaves.
Right.
It was all about slavery. Civil War was about slavery.
To me, the Confederate flag is a symbol for racism. That's
all it always has been, yes.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
So it's like, don't try to defend your ideals with the Confederate flag. Just stop.
There was a podcast I was listening to when they were talking about this, like, switch kind of happened around the 60s and 70s where people started using this false narrative that it was about state rights. And that's also when most of these Confederate statues went up. So people were always saying,
in the 60s and 70s?
Yeah, 50s, 60s, and 70s, because most of the Confederate statues went up. Because blacks were getting rights, and they wanted to scare them. So all these statues were not there right after the war, and we were taking down history. These were put up
like
in celebration of Confederate
ideals.
Heroes.
And yeah. Trying to suppress black people.
Exactly. Most of these statues are not very old.
So it just goes to show you, blackface is not okay. Even though we talked about it in our own podcast. But yes. Seriously, oh my
Heather's
God.
Heather's mom's totes down the blackface. My mom was totes.
My mom thinks that she can dress up as Aunt Jemima.
I hate people who say totes.
Or you hate yourself? So Nicole hates herself because she keeps saying totes. And
I can't stop saying
totes. Totes agree with her.
It's totes my goat's not cool.
So I got one for you.
Okay.
Totally.
Totes.
Bringing it back to being superficial.
Okay.
So you go away on vacation. You're away. You're enjoying your vacation. You know, like week of relaxation, wherever you are. You come back home. Something in your house doesn't work. Like the internet.
Oh, yeah. That's the best.
And then you're just like, all that relaxation you did for a week just totally went out the window.
Like,
the first
what happened
five
while I was gone?
What, exactly?
No one was using anything.
No one was here!
You were resting Wi-Fi.
Yes! And then it turned out that that's what happened to us. We came back from vacation, and all of a sudden, like, my modem stopped working because my modem, it was said that a new modem was sent to me because I ordered it.
Oh my God. You
and it's like,
fucking Cablevision.
I know.
They're the worst.
They are the worst. Optimal, I mean, we figured it out, but it's still, it's just like, it took a good day, and I'm like, all I want to do is just, you know, check Instagram. I just got home from vacation. I'm really chill. But no, my internet doesn't work. And where we live, since we're by the water, oh, you might have a signal in your house. I hardly have a signal.
Yeah.
With AT&T. It's awful.
Oh, my cell phone? Oh, yeah. Bad.
Yeah, so if you're trying...
My new phone's better, but yeah, it's like we're like in a bunker.
Yeah, it's the most bizarre thing ever.
Just on this block, yeah.
Yeah, and...
Especially certain parts of my house. Like, if I'm in the living room, okay, but if I step towards, like, my home office area...
Forget it.
It doesn't work.
It's like a dead zone.
It's 10 feet away from each other.
I'm
closer to the router over there. No, the router doesn't matter. But no. Yeah.
No, I agree with you. If I'm, like, in the middle of my living room, dead service.
Yeah.
And if I have to walk to the window and kind of, like, put my phone up against the window and, like, get some metal to, like, extend the antenna, then maybe I can talk to somebody. But I'm just, like...
You're holding tinfoil.
Yes! And, you know, you can't get on your laptop because it needs Wi-Fi in order to get on the internet. I'm like, oh, Jesus Christ. And it's like, if you wanted to use your phone as a hotspot, I can't because I have no signal.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm like, all I want to do is just lay on the couch and not do anything. It's like, oh, yeah, I got to do some laundry. Okay, put a load in. And I want to get on fucking Instagram because I'm still on vacation. But nope, got to go to the cable store. Well, so that's what happened to me, and that pissed me off.
Well, I'll end it with something superficial as well, then.
Fantastic.
And it also involves your internet.
My internet?
Yeah, and I think it's telling me that exercise is a bad idea. If I walk outside, anywhere on our block,
yeah,
with my phone, if I come back in, I'm on Pip's place. Your Wi-Fi. I get in, I'm on my phone, and it takes me always, like, a good 10, 15 minutes. I'm like, why is it so slow? Because I have, like, the Fios Thunder Cunt, whatever the fuck it is. It's, like, the fastest internet I got as a deal. So, like, my shit, I'm, like, blatant, like, it should
be, I mean, your
my
phone should be
on fucking fire.
Oh, exactly. Yeah,
I just got a new phone. Everything should be on fire. And I'm like, come on. And I'm like, what? Is the internet working? And then I look at the thing, and it's, like, blinking. The Wi-Fi thing's blinking. I'm like, oh, I'm on fucking Pip's place. I'm on Pip's place. And I gotta, like, disconnect it. I'm like, how is it still connected?
How is that even possible?
If I walk past your house, not driving or anything, but if I walk around the neighborhood and I come back home, I'm always connected to your house.
That is insane.
Every time.
My router must be super powerful for it to, like, latch on
your
phone.
Sometimes it'll even happen if I go home now. I'll have to check it. But yeah, I was just, like, literally walking to trick-or-treating, and I'm like, it's on fucking Pip's place. Because it's just like, creakingly slow, like, what is this? Trying to search for titties!
And I wanted to be quick. Yeah. Wanted to go and swipe through, like, 60 titties in, you know,
like,
a second.
Only 3/4 of an areola. Like, let's go!
Goddamn Pip's place.
Maybe you think of, like, back in the day when you had, like, AOL, and, like, you click on it, like, you're like, oh my god, don't click on a JPEG, it's 56K!
Right.
Like, loading, you're like, oh.
And the best, of course, like, you watch it, like, just go lower and lower, and you're like, oh, yeah. Almost there. You're like, and then you rub one out, and you're like, oh, I finished before the whole nipple.
Like, anything on the internet back then took forever. Like, you really had to commit a day if you wanted to do some searches.
Totally. But, I mean, like, it was the greatest thing.
Yeah.
Like, this is the best.
Yeah. Like, you could spend all, you're like, I don't care that I've only read about 3 things. It just. In the past hour. This is the best day of my life.
Can you imagine, like, going back in time?
Oh, God.
And, like, going back to that era, and you're just, like, knowing, like, what's available in the future. You're just like, you're going to love it.
Yeah, imagine these blowing their minds.
Yeah.
Like, look at this. But then you go back in the past, there'd be no Wi-Fi.
True. No, good point. But then if you can, you know, rewrite the future wrongs,
that would be
a plus. I'd be fine without a Wi-Fi.
Yeah.
For that. But that's it for this edition of the fall ragtime. We'll have a holiday edition because Thanksgiving is coming up.
Mm.
And then we got Christmas. And we all know what holidays are like in my house.
Yeah. Especially since we discussed that your mama doesn't find blackface offensive.
Exactly.
And she voted for Trump.
Right.
And many other things.
And not to
And she tolerates your gayness.
Yes.
Tolerates
no, she
it
does.
Minimally.
She does. It's
minimally.
We're in the between where she's getting past that. She kind of now views Pauline as a daughter of sorts.
Yeah, I'm sure it's all a show though. When she goes home, she probably is just like.
Oh, I'm sure she probably like scrubs herself raw. Like she ever makes my dad like power wash her entire body and like some kind of like hazmat
she's
type
like
of
crying game shit every time she goes over for dinner.
Yeah.
She's like, oh.
Totally. But I mean, like, when the wine starts flowing at Christmas, shit starts coming out of my mouth.
Because
let me just tell you, they said we're never going to talk about politics again. But what do? They brought up the Kavanaugh hearing.
Could you have brought up something more divisive?
And can I not just tell you? They were so proud of Kavanaugh. And I'm like,
are
you
I want to murder them.
Please.
Like, when I know you're gone and I can see your car out there, I'm like, oh, God, are there moms here? Oh, my God, she doesn't see me. Because one day I'm afraid I'm just going to be like, oh, what's wrong with you? Like, right in her face.
Please do and record it.
How did you make Heather? I hate you. Just, like, run back to my house.
What's so cute, though, my grandma, when she knows my mom's here, she's
That's
like,
what's funny. Your mom's mom is normal.
I know. She's the nicest lady. Yes. And my grandma asked, she's like, oh, did your mom go visit the neighbors? I go, Sarah Nicole? She's like, yeah. Did she go over? I go, no. Can you imagine my mom knocks on the door? She's like, hey, girls, what are you doing? You go, we don't live here.
And you just shut the door. Okay.
No.
Superman no here. No. Get the fuck out of here. Oh my God, yeah.
Yeah, so...
Luckily, she seems to stay in there. I don't really see her leave
No. Yeah. She goes to Dearborn. She gets lost in Dearborn for like 5 hours, and she comes back. She has her, you know, white lady dinner. Caprese salad.
And just spreadable cheeses.
Yeah. With little tiny mushroom tops. Stuffed mushroom tops.
God. Fine. I will not go to Dearborn when I see her car then. Not that I really go there.
Don't. But anyway, so that's something you guys have to look forward to. My holidays with my awful parents.
And hopefully not me seeing her and snapping on her.
So go rag it out, ladies.
Yeah. Peace.
Oh my God, that'd be the best if you're just like, what's wrong with you?